Nolte, Greg Gutfeld beats every late-night climate night program. By John Nolte on September 25, 2021. Every insufferable late-night show got together to push climate night, and Greg Gutfeld beat them all. Yep, with his 1.89 million viewers on Fox News, Gutfeld topped the smug Stephen Colbert, 1.8 million. The pathetic Jimmy Fallon, 1.79 million. And trounced the blackface N-word user Jimmy Kimmel, 1.2 million. Gutfeld humiliated pencil neck Seth Meyers, 957,000, the moron James Corden, 772,000, the screechy Samantha Bee, 393,000, and whoever that nobody is hosting The Daily Show, 342,000. Gutfeld also wasted his cable news competition. MSNBC's serial liar Brian Williams earned only 953,000 viewers. While Lulzdon credibly accused of sexual assault Lemon wiped out with 600,000. It's worth pointing out that Gutfeld is on cable. Colbert, Kimmel, Corden, and Fallon are on broadcast television, and they all still lost. Why would anyone tune into a late-night show to watch a bunch of rich, carbon-spewing assholes lecture us little people about climate change? Especially when we all know climate change is just another one of the establishment's big, fat, fake hoaxes. I know that not that many tuned in, but still, you have to wonder about the person who, after a long day, would want to watch a bunch of millionaire liars whose respective shows burn up more energy in a single night than you do in a year, sit there and lie to you about how climate change is some sort of threat, especially when climate change is a hoax. Gutfeld's success is no surprise to me. It's probably been more than 10 years since I first suggested to Fox that they give Gutfeld a late-night slot. On top of the fact Greg's talented and actually funny, it was a no-brainer idea then, and now that late-night has become nothing more than a smug, left-wing propaganda machine, it's even more of a no-brainer idea now. Fox News was itself built on the idea that, gee, maybe in a sea of left-wing news outlets, half the country might enjoy something else? The same goes for late-night. Oh, and Gutfeld doesn't need a Debbie Downer climate night to beat these uptight stiffs. He does it regularly. And look at how Gutfeld's beating them. Those left-wing assholes probably have 10 times the budget Gutfeld does, 10 times the staff, 10 times the joke writers, and access to the biggest stars in the country. But none of that can paper over the fact they're assholes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.